today.
Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Starting things out by going right into the phone calls. It is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Nick in South Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live, Nick.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I just kind of overall with this whole free market thing, I wanted to ask you guys, do you really think that people are capable of having the kind of responsibility that it would take to make a free market work?
Well, of course they're capable. Are you capable?
Well, I'd like to think that I am, but I just, you know, when you just drive around and you watch people interact and stuff like that, it seems to me that I just wonder how some people even get up in the morning and tie their shoes and go about their day.
But they seem to manage that, and if you ask me, it seems that the free marketplace would actually help engender and promote responsibility, simply because you're no longer shielded from the consequences of your actions in the way that government is so effective at doing it, taking consequences and shifting them to people that don't deserve them, and moving them off of you, Nick.
Yeah, I guess I have one example. Is like today I'm watching the news, and you know, former players of the NFL are now saying that the league should be taking care of the health care needs of their former players and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're testifying to Congress to force the NFL to do this. And I'm just sitting here thinking,
oh,
a bottom line NFL player is still making a lot more than I am.
$300,000 a year.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know
something. That's the kicker.
I've heard this.
Who knows? At least you know. But my whole point with bringing that up is just saying, you know, these guys, if they could have a half ounce of responsibility with that money, they shouldn't need the NFL to take care of them anymore after they're done, after even 1 or 2 years.
Well, that's true. I've heard this before, and I've actually followed it fairly closely for a while. And a lot of the guys who were asking for this are guys who didn't get paid that much at the time. Guys who played in the 60s and 70s, didn't make that much money, and then just had injuries and medical problems well beyond what they ever imagined, and the league has a lot of money set aside for this. This isn't, they're not asking the league for something they don't have. So I think there are some people who used to play who could probably be taken care of, but it should be done on a voluntary basis. And obviously the government shouldn't do it. It should be done by the league, because the league
right.
has
the
contributed
players
to that.
Union should, if the players' union wants this badly enough, they strike and they get it.
Right.
Which I don't have any problem with strikes, but you know, it shouldn't be something that's enforced by the government.
Well, that's fine to address that one issue, but let's look at the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is, and I think what he's pointing out with the NFL situation is sort of a microcosm of what we're talking about on a larger scale, and
mm-hmm.
that is that government, one of the things government does well is it comes in and abdicates responsibility. It says, okay, you don't have to worry about your medical care. We'll take care of you after a certain age. Or, okay, you don't have to worry about where to send your kids to school. We'll make all those decisions for you. And so if we get onto that slope, which we are on today, then inevitably that helps people, or doesn't help people, but what it does is it gets them into the mindset of, well, government will just take care of this. And then they inevitably will ask government to take care of more and more things for them. So instead of having to choose a preschool in some states now, government is mandating preschool. I mean, it just goes on and on until the point where government is controlling every potential decision, including, you know, what you put in your mouth to
yep.
eat in the morning. I mean, that's where this is going. If we don't stop it now and get back to individual responsibility, as scary as that may seem to you, Nick, then that's the inevitable direction we're going to end up.
I think the government makes it worse for people. When I think about it, you know, there's people out there, Nick, that believe that Social Security is going to take care of them in their old age. They're not very smart. They're not paying attention to the news. They obviously don't know what's going on, but they think, well, you know, worse comes to worse, I'll have Social Security. And Social Security isn't enough to take care of you. And to anybody who thinks it is a fool. But Social Security has made it so people believe that they're going to be taken care of in their old age, when in fact it's not going to do that.
Mm.
So if there
Which
wasn't
encourages
Social Security,
irresponsibility right. in that they can just say to themselves, well, it doesn't matter if this stock speculation fails, the government will take care of me in the future. And it encourages people to be sloppy and slipshod with their finances and with other decisions in their life, like how government universal health care encourages them to just be sloppy with their health. But you were trying to get something in there, Nick. Go ahead.
I guess I wanted to be clear that I'm in your guys' camp. You know, I want the free market mm-hmm. and everything. But, you know, just kind of observing people and talking. And I've heard, I sort of, rather than preaching to people, tried to take the approach where I just ask them questions.
Sure,
and lead them down.
Yeah,
and then lead them down the freedom road, like try to get them to bring the, you know, come to the same conclusion. And just so frustrating to me, some people's responses, I just...
Well,
yeah,
good.
You know,
I totally understand where you're coming from.
Oh, yeah.
But you always have to remember where these people have emerged from. They've emerged from, 90% of them have emerged from government schools. They've been indoctrinated into the system to believe in all these things, to believe that the government must take care of these things. It goes back to what we talked about on Friday night with the sort of infantilization of young people in America, keeping them as childlike as they possibly can for as long as possible. Think about the long-term damage that does, where we could have young, responsible young adults in their teenage years out working, out creating products and services in the marketplace on a voluntary basis, educating themselves, pursuing the path of education that they want to pursue. We could have all those things. We could have millionaires by age 18 all over the place, but unfortunately, all of that talent and all of that potential is squandered by the government system, and you just sort of take that concept and just spread it all out throughout someone's entire life. And really, the government completely abdicates people's responsibility, and that's a major, I think it's majorly destructive to those individuals' mentality. Is it something that we can undo? I think so. I think that's something we should definitely head towards. Is it kind of depressing when you look at it? Heck yeah, it's depressing. I don't blame you for feeling that way.
And I can even listen to other talk shows, and even the financial one will say, you're not the government, you can't spend more than you make. You know, it's just a big joke. Other talk shows are like, you know, yeah, and everybody knows that it's a big issue, yet everybody's, let's throw more money at it. Let's, you know, let's make this bigger. Let's throw in another policy or procedure, and it just...
It's insanity.
It's not working, you know. I'm not going to ever vote for another Republican or Democrat except for, like, Ron Paul, because I understand mm-hmm. where he's coming from. You know, but it's just like, because these guys, it just goes back and forth. Whatever one says, the other guy on the other side of the aisle is going to be against it. And it's as simple as that. It's just, you know what I mean? No one thinks about anything. It's so frustrating to me.
No, they sure don't. And that's why, that's what some people have said. I was watching some clips about Ron Paul the other night, and Bill Maher, for instance, had said that, you know, the thing that's neat about Ron Paul is he encourages people to think. You know, he's that's why he's dangerous. He's
mm-hmm.
putting ideas out there that that encourage people to mold them over on their own
yeah.
and realize and hopefully come to the conclusion that something's seriously wrong with this country, and that something is the government.
The best part mm-hmm. about Ron Paul is that he's really a paradigm buster. No matter who he debates with, whether it's Republicans or Democrats, he's just going to flip the whole table right up on them, because he's got an answer for everything. He's so well-versed in policy and monetary issues and everything that I don't see how anybody will out-debate him, even though he's not a debater per se.
You know what eventually it might come to, and Nick, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. What it might come to eventually is simply a matter of the responsible people moving out from the places that they live and coming to New Hampshire, perhaps as part of the Free State Project, and then leaving all the irresponsible people to all their welfare systems. What's going to happen when all the responsible, productive people decide they want to leave the states where they're being oppressed by taxation and regulation and all the other government rules that they have to live by?
Right.
How's the welfare system going to get funded without the productive members of society? What do they do then?
And one of the whole points of states' rights is competition between states, so that each state can have a competing system that attracts the best and the brightest. And if every state is the same, which they're trying to make now, in this move towards totalitarianism and centralization, you're going to have the same bunch of slugs in every state that don't want to work and want government checks and don't want to produce anything. So I don't see the point of that. So having the Free State Project is so valuable, because once we get enough people here and we start really showing what freedom can do again, so people can remember, I think it will spread like wildfire through the rest of the United States.
I think you're right about that, and I like the vision. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, but not a destructive wildfire, a wonderful reconstructive sort of version of a wildfire.
Well, things have to collapse before you can rebuild them, and unfortunately there are going to be...
Do you think so? You think that's the case? We're going to have to experience a total collapse?
In some cases, we'll have to, because the only way we'll wake people up.
I don't know. Maybe the collapse can happen somewhere else, and we'll secede before it happens here. I don't know. 800-259-9231. It's hard to predict where this is all going to go, but I know that good things are going to come from liberty-loving individuals getting together all in the same place. That's what's happening here. You can take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Brandon coming up, your calls as well about whatever's on, well, whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, totally free. Live streams included. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well. You enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. That again, freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we go to the phones and talk to Brandon in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Brandon.
Hey, it's good to talk to you guys again.
What's on your mind?
Hey.
I just finished my first year teaching at a private school after teaching in public schools for 3 years.
All right, give us the lowdown.
In an effort to reflect, I put together a list trying to be as unbiased as possible of the negatives and positives of teaching at a private school. If you would like to know, I can go over them really quick.
I would like that a lot.
I would like to hear that list.
Great. I'll start with the negatives, in the private school, there was a lot more expected from me as far as I had to write my own tests, give more homework. We substitute other teachers' classes. We actually don't have substitutes come in, so they have the teachers take their off period to substitute.
So it's more challenging.
Yeah, so it's definitely, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. But
no, it actually means it's more rewarding at the end of the day.
Exactly. There's smaller facilities. Some of this is just relative to me. Some of them, I think, are reflective of private schools in general.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely have smaller rooms that we have to deal with. The medical plan is I'm covered completely, but I have to pay $250 a month to cover for my kid to be covered, whereas under public school is only like $10 a month.
I can see how that is a negative for you as a teacher.
Yeah.
But speaking as someone who has to pay the taxes that pays teachers, it kind of irks me that I have to pay for my insurance. My wife has to pay for her insurance. Her employer tries to cover some of it and all that other stuff. And those of us in the real world that don't work for government have to pay for our insurance when the teachers are upset if they have to pay any kind of copay.
Yeah. Exactly. So, that's just for me personally.
I understand, but teachers have been turned into a bit of a golden cow out there, and you can't say anything about what they get paid, God forbid you say, well, they only work 9 months out of the year, and they get all kinds of benefits that I don't get, and they get 50 grand a year.
They act like they're the most important job in America.
Yeah.
You must be a conservative.
Are you telling me that I couldn't walk in and teach kindergarten through sixth grade, that I don't have enough knowledge?
You're not certified.
Well, listen to we've just started on his list, and already, a tremendous difference between a private school teacher and a government school teacher is that the government school teachers get to mail it in as far as the testing is concerned. They get to open up the teacher's book, put it on a Xerox, and copy out the test, and they don't even have to think about it, whereas you have to actually create the test from scratch.
Yeah, well, I teach music, so I definitely am creating my own curriculum. There's certain state standards they want us to abide by, but there's no, state curriculum like they have in public schools where you're going to teach this on this day and you're going to give this test on this day and you basically become a robot of the government.
All right, so continue. Negatives of private school.
Negatives would be some of the kids think they're royalty and they act like it, although you have that in both public and private school. I think I see a little more snootiness, I guess, in the private school than I did public school. Obviously, we have a smaller music program because it's less kids. For me personally, it's a longer commute, but that's no big deal. And also, we're required to attend school events at night. Like at the public school, they didn't really require us to attend graduation or homecoming games or things like that, but this is part of our job description. You have to be there for the awards tonight. You have to be there for everything. So,
gotcha. Even if you don't care, you should pretend like you do.
Exactly. So that's my negative list.
Okay, that was pretty short.
Yeah, it's pretty short.
And not terribly negative.
not terribly negative. The positive, and the first thing that came to mind was the janitorial services. The positive, because in my public school, we had over 1,000 kids in the school. We had one custodian that I think worked at multiple schools. We were lucky to get our room swept once every couple of months and our chalkboard, wiped off. Whereas at the school I am now, we have just over 300 kids. We have three custodians on staff, And every day after school, the bathrooms are cleaned, the
wow.
floors are vacuumed, the chairs are put in order.
So instead of spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on administrators and bureaucrats in the office, your school, the private school, is spending some of that money on cleaning.
That was something I really noticed at my private school that I went to, was they didn't have much for administrators. As far as the high school went, there was a vice principal that was in charge of the high school and the junior high,
mm-hmm.
and two secretaries, and that was the administrative staff, all of it.
I used to go to a parochial school in Connecticut when I was a kid, and we had this really awesome custodian named Mr. Picotta, and he had this big wad of keys on his belt, and he used to roll his own cigarettes, and the place was spotless.
Awesome. Very good. So that's interesting to me that actually stuck out as the most noticeable positive difference, like just the cleanliness factor.
Yeah, in my old school, our phone broke down in the class. I asked in writing four different times, and the guy even came in the class and to get a new phone, and for the entire school year, it was never replaced, never fixed.
Wow.
Whereas this year, the lock on our door broke. I told the guy, our head custodian, Ricardo, said, our lock is broken, you know, in an hour it was fixed.
Wow. That's tremendous.
That was the biggest thing.
And, you know, I think the cleanliness thing is actually a pretty important issue because you're dealing with, you know, little kids all day or young people, whatever. They're not exactly the cleanest of creatures. And so it's probably...
No, they're used to mom taking care of them.
Right. Yeah, they spit and barf all over the place, and they're drooling all the time.
Even at 12.
Yeah, every once in a while they wet themselves.
And I think it's probably a good thing to have them in as clean an environment as possible. Anyway, go on with your list, sir.
Let's see. For us, they serve pizza at all the staff meetings.
Yeah.
Us personally.
Nice perk.
Overall, the teacher morale is better because we have closer relationships with the other teachers. Every day I'm meeting with other teachers and talking to them about how the day went. We have a retreat at the beginning of the year to pep up the teachers, get them ready for the school year. We have holiday parties, the end of the year parties. It's very much more of a, teachers getting to know each other, getting along a lot better, whereas it's like in the public school, you're just fighting to survive.
Yeah, they don't care about pets in the public schools.
No. They throw all these requirements on you, extra classes, credential requirements, and everybody's just worn out by the end of the day and having to deal with kids that they can't get rid of.
You know, when I think about it, my rearing from the standpoint of my parents, my mother especially, if somebody could have been looking back and make and consider something a mistake, allowing me to go to public school, and that's what I wanted to do when I was going from 8th to 9th grade. And my dad, of course, didn't want to continue paying. They were separated and that kind of thing. So my mother relented and allowed me to go to public school.
Mm.
And that really was, and remember, I'm a convicted murderer and I went to prison.
Right.
I'm telling you that I think that's the most pivotal moment of my life.
You think you might not have ended up in prison had you not gone to government school?
I'm quite certain of it.
Brandon, if you've got more on your list, we'd love to hear it. Hang on.
Wow.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. The differences from someone who was a public school, government school teacher, and who for the last year has been a private school teacher. What are some of the things that he noticed? Some significant differences. We'll explore more on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the fat loss patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. And those do include the wiki, over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. You can get on it by going to wiki.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
Pop quiz. What do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? Answer, very little. But the Prometheus Institute, readpi.com, is looking to change all that by implementing practical, innovative solutions to today's most pressing policy issues. Visit readpi.com today. That's readpi.com.
All right, so we go back to Brandon in California. Brandon, who spent 3 years teaching at the government school system out there. Were all 3 years there in California?
Yeah.
And then you just finished up your first year of teaching in a private school system, and you're sort of running down the list that you actually sat down, and you came up with one of those little charts where you write the positives
pros
on one
cons.
Side and the negatives yep. on the other side. And basically, some of the negatives, so-called, and I don't really see them as negatives, and I don't think you do yeah. either, but of teaching at the private school is that you have to work harder. You actually have to teach, come up with mm-hmm. original curriculum for your kids and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And
true.
So, go ahead.
Yeah, very true.
And so then you were now getting into some of the, what was it, were we on the positives of private school at this point?
Yep.
All right, so quick recap, some of the positive things. The number one most noticeable thing was the school's cleaner. They've got more janitorial staff. They clean more often. Things are fixed when you need them fixed instead of having to wait all year for something to get done and then find out it hasn't even ever gotten done. I mean, just there's just no bureaucracy. There's no bureaucratic holdup with this sort of a situation. It's privately run. People have incentives to get their jobs done, and they do it, and I think that's great. What else do you have for us?
The students are held much more accountable for their grades and for their behavior.
Yeah.
In fact,
an example.
If a student is lower than a C average, in fact, the teachers, one of our requirements is we have to post the student's current grade every week so that the parents can see it, the administrators can see exactly where the student is progressing throughout the school year.
Huh. So and no half a year progress reports like they would do in a government school. You get it every single week.
We still have that, but we do post them every week. And so the administration, if a student gets below a C average and they're put on academic probation, they have to meet with the academic advisor every week, have their it lists exactly how many assignments have been finished, what haven't. They have to get it signed by their parents, and they're on probation until they bring their grades up, and they have to see every week, and they have to attend study hall after school every day to study hall. And if they don't do it, then by the end of the year, if they don't bring their grades up, then they'll be asked to find another school.
Wow, that's tremendous. So literally, literally separating out those who are just not interested in performing from those that are, and giving them incentives, hopefully, to to get them back on track as well.
Yeah, and some of them do it, but sadly, I think about a fifth of our school is on academic probation this year. You know, eventually, some of them brought it up. And there's some that I know are definitely not coming back next year.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
What really sticks out for me is the fact that you really have to make more with less resources, unlike the public school system.
Uh-huh.
And in the old days, a lot of the teachers were young, single women just out of college. And, of course, we didn't have the inflation we have today back then, so their money went further. And they had the 3 months off in the summer and all, unless they taught summer school to pick up extra money. But a lot of the teachers I knew had jobs in the summer.
Yeah.
When I was going to school. Yeah. Do you?
Actually, I do.
Do you?
I teach lessons privately. I also do my own playing and writing and things like that with music on the side. So
cool. So what else?
And I think there's also issues with students. There's just as many of the little annoying issues like attitudes. There's some kids with doing drugs, things like that. But the larger issues, such as kids stealing each other's stuff and gangs and things like that, is almost non-existent. Just because there's so much supervision during lunch, and the kids really get to know each other since it's a small school.
What a concept, supervision.
Well, plus, I would guess that that violence is just not tolerated. I mean, as far as that's just not going to fly. If somebody wants to beat up another kid, they're going to get seriously talked to. And if it happens again, I'm betting that they probably get kicked out of the school. What's the policy there?
Well, there was actually a kid who threw food on me this year.
Oh, my.
And I unleashed on her, but she ended up getting suspended. And luckily, her mom was really mad at her too, and she apologized and wrote me an apology letter and all this stuff, so it ended up working out. But if she hadn't have done any of that stuff, they definitely would have considered asking him not to come back.
Well, it sounds like she learned her lesson, and that's kind of how the real world is. You have to say you're sorry whether you mean it or not, and you've got to make amends when you do something wrong.
Yep. So they definitely make the kids make amends, and if they don't, it's part of the administration doesn't forget it, and then when they're reviewing the students at the end of the year, they keep that in mind as to if they're going to ask them to come back.
Yeah, one of the biggest problems I have with public school today is that they try to make all the kids the same. So if a kid is very, very advanced, they try to hold them back. It's kind of like running a race and having everybody run the same speed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, do you find that in the private school environment that you let kids excel as much as they can more?
I think so. I mean, we definitely expect a lot more from them. Our curriculum is a lot more than what I gave at the public school. At public school, we're lucky just to learn our instruments, to play our instruments. At this school, not only do they learn how to play instruments, they learn about music from other cultures, music theory. They learn about music wow. history, composers, all that kind of stuff. So,
what about standardized
technology
testing?
Stuff. Say that again?
What about standardized testing? Do you...
I know the kids do, like, the SATs and all that, preparing. So we're a college prep school. We're not a religious school. It's strictly college prep. So they, in fact, have people on staff to walk the students through step-by-step on the application process, helping them with their essays and everything to make sure that they get into college, because that's part of the reason people come to our schools. We make sure our students end up in college.
Nice.
Now, what happens now? You mentioned this sort of really intense curriculum. You compared the government school, which is very, very lightweight, to all of the things that are covered in just your class, and I'm sure it's the same way in some of the other courses.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What happens with somebody that really can't keep up? Because somebody would make the argument, well, the government schools have to be one-size-fits-all, and they have to be the lowest common denominator, so all the fast kids are held back while they teach to the slow kids. What happens if you do have somebody that it just isn't picking things up as quickly as the rest of the class?
They, for the main classes like math and English, they have different levels. They have the AP, they have the middle of the road and the lower levels. And even if, like for my class, if a student isn't doing well, I require them to come see me for extra help after school.
Hmm.
You know, because I'm in my room for an extra half hour at the end of school for any kids who need extra help. And I, in fact, require them to come in or else I give them a zero. And if they fail out, then they have to repeat a different art for the next year, and they're not allowed to do music again.
So you are you paid salary?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm part of my negotiation, I told them I was going to make this much at public school, and they said, oh, we'll pay you that much. So luckily,
that's good, because normally you hear that private schools, not only do you have to work harder as a teacher and be original and come up with your own curriculum in many cases,
yeah.
but also that they don't pay as much in
yeah.
many cases.
On average, that's true, but I negotiated at least equitable to what public schools are getting, so it ended up working out.
All right, what else?
I've got more prep time for classes. Out of an eight-period day, I actually only teach four periods out of an eight-period day, and then for one period, I'm required to do lunchtime supervision because they like they actually have the teacher supervise during lunch, although I ended up just playing basketball with the kids or cracking tests during that
food
time.
Food fight.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I doubt that happens, Wayne.
Yeah.
Doubt that.
Yeah, we're in fact required to call every parent twice per semester. And so there's a closer parent-teacher relationship.
And
they have dinners and all that.
Impressive.
We actually have dinners at parents' houses so that we can get to know the parents and build the relationship there.
That is tremendous. Do you have more?
Yeah, I got
hold on, we'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. I am just very much enjoying this, learning a lot from this, because fascinating, like competition. Hey, it makes education work better. Can you believe it? It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails.
by diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-440-1491. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-440-1491. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-440-1491.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. You want to help support the show? Then go shopping with us at store.freetalklive.com. Lots of Free Talk Live merchandise there available to you. And I am told that some of the new products are finally arriving. And that's a good thing. And they're not going out the door quite yet. I think one of the batches came in and there was a mistake, so we had to send it back and have it reproduce. But nonetheless, we are getting there, and you will get your product soon if you've been waiting, so be patient. Store.freetalklive.com. Many of our products are available. There's some of them that are pre-order, some of them that are available, so you can go and see what is and what is not, and place your order today, because they're quality products, not crap. We did not cut corners on these products. They're good quality, and I think you're going to like them. Lots of different clothing items, the Free Talk Live multi-gadget, DVD classic archive collector sets, and more. All there. Store.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Brandon in California, running down his list of positives versus negatives of working in a government school versus a private school. And so far, to me, it sounds like, as far as education is concerned, we've sort of always known this, it's just nice to have you confirm it, is that, private school teachers, they just care more, they work harder for about the same amount of money, and they're just more connected to their students and the parents, and they're more satisfied. Would you say you were more satisfied with your first year in private school than the three in government school?
By far. I mean, my first couple years teaching in private school, I had indigestion almost on a daily basis.
You mean government school?
Yeah, in public school, yeah, because the kids were unpredictable. I had gigantic classes. In fact, that's one of my other things. And the parents were nasty and manipulative, and my principal didn't back me up, and it was just a bad situation. So compared to that, even if I was making less money, the less stress that I have to deal with at the new gig makes a huge, huge difference.
Great. So what else did you want to share with us? You were going down a list of positive, or excuse me, what was it?
Yeah.
Positive things about private school.
Definitely. There's more organization and follow-through with just almost everything, like discipline. They want us to deal with the kids in class, but if they're just out of control, I can just send them to the office. I do a write-up slip, and then the dean takes care of them. Financially, if I want anything financially, I have to do a little write-up on it. I have to give it to my department chair, who then has to sign off on it, and then she gives it to the assistant headmaster, who then has to sign off on it, and then I can go to the accountant, who takes care of all the financial issues. And whereas at public school, if an instrument broke down, I just told the repair guy to come to take it. He knew the lady who was the head of the district, and she just paid for it without really any accountability. And so I don't know, even if he was charging.
That's not their money.
He could have easily gotten away with charging the school a lot more than he was fixing. So
figures.
Who knows? Yeah.
That's how government works.
Yeah, and even attendance. I mean, I barely took attendance, and nothing happened when I was in the public school. But now it's like you have to check attendance every day at the beginning of the day, or else they will, you know, if you mess up, they will let you know. The administration will find out, and they will let you know.
Excellent.
And, yeah, like I said, there's smaller class sizes. My largest class this year was 18 students, and my smallest one was 5 students. So definitely I'm able to work with students more on an individual basis. For me personally, the parents are required to provide the instruments for the students. I don't have to worry about school instruments because it is a private school. We can, you know, they don't have a right to an instrument, so they actually have to get one. Although we do have a few backups for those kids with financial difficulties and things like that.
Are you saying a public school provides students with instruments?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Well,
yeah.
I didn't. The only time I took a music class with an instrument, I was in a private school, and we had to buy it from a vendor.
Nope.
Oh, they have school instruments, and you check them out for the year. Mm. So, and a lot of them, they look like they've been through a lot of student hands.
Mm. Those things are expensive.
Yeah, they are.
Right, which means since the kid owns the instrument, he is more likely to take a little bit better care of it.
Sure,
than the class version of it.
Yeah,
because his parents will tan his hide if he doesn't.
Yep, damn right.
Yep. Yeah, there's also more as far as administration support, even though it's not perfect. Usually if I have a parent mouth off of me or something, I'll just report it to my department chair, and then she'll just let the assistant headmaster take care of it. Usually I'm not the one who has to confront and deal with out-of-control parents. They usually take that over. So that's another huge thing off my back.
I bet it's less likely to happen, too, simply because they're happy that their kid's in a preparatory school.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely much happier.
I was going to say, how do you resolve the fact that in private schools, you know, you're really competing to get these students, and if certain students are not behaving properly or doing well, and you have to let them go? I know that a lot of private schools are under financial pressure, so what do you do about that?
You do have I've noticed a little bit of that. There are certain students in there that if I were the headmaster, I would have gotten rid of them a little bit earlier, and then he actually did. So you do see a little of that, although I think it's more, those are for the borderline kids. If they're borderline and their parents are paying full tuition and contributing to the school, they're more likely to be lenient with the kid. Whereas if they're just completely out of control and just failing and not doing anything,
you know,
they will.
If from an economic standpoint, I see where you're coming from, Wayne. Like, okay, we don't want to get rid of the people that are paying for schools, but at the same time, you also understand that if you leave the lousy kids in there and they're not getting any better, and you don't remove them, then other parents may say, "Well, my kid can't learn in this environment. I'm pulling my kid out." So you don't want to lose the good kids because you're keeping one of the bad ones in. So you get rid of them.
There you go.
And word gets around because it's a small school. You know.
There you go. Brandon, any other things you wanted to share with us?
Yeah. Our retirement plan is actually better, I think.
Really?
Because it's not so much money-wise, but if you're a public school teacher, you donate to the POTS, that is the California Teacher Retirement System.
Mm-hmm.
And if you stay in for a certain amount of time, then you get a certain amount back. Whereas at my school that I'm at now, if you're there for more than 2 years, then they match 10% of your salary and put it into a private retirement account that you can access at any time.
And the bureaucrats can't loot it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's
pretty sweet. Money.
Yeah, there's actually a financial aid department at our school that solicits funds from parents, from companies, and so forth, because we have a large population of students that come in from the inner city. So we actually have a mix of celebrity kids and poor kids in the same school, which is, you know, people talk about diversity in schools, and we still have that because we're able to offer financial aid to hardworking
poor
students.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, so a lot of the government school advocates always claim that, well, private schools will exclude the poor, and you're saying that, no, that's not the case. In fact, you guys are giving out scholarships to poor kids.
Yeah, and we have people on salary at the school who work full-time trying to fundraise for the school, fundraiser for the financial aid program and all that.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I also noticed that you said hardworking poor kids, because that's important, because anybody from any background, if they're willing to work hard, can succeed.
It's true. It's true. And all they have to do is apply, you know. And if they have enough, I guess they have people backing them up and writing letters of recommendation, they take the top students of the ones that applied and offer them. They still have them pay a little bit. I think the school is $17,000 a year to pay for it.
Wow.
Whereas I'm sure these kids who are on financial aid pay probably about $2,000 or $3,000 a year, which is, you know, for that much education, quite a deal. But they
That's
want
tremendous.
The parents to have some ownership in it also.
I would agree with that entirely. If you're getting something completely for free,
you don't respect it as much.
Not as much. At the same time, you know, if a kid got there because they worked hard, I don't know. Full scholarships, I think they have their advantages. It doesn't bother me, though, that the kids have to pay a little bit.
Yeah, and exactly.
They still have to pay property taxes on top of it all.
Yeah, it's true.
That's the worst part. You know, we also get a holiday bonus. No Christmas bonuses at public school.
Are there any performance bonuses?
Our raises are reflective on how well we taught. Like this year, I got offered a raise for next year because I have been working hard and doing my best, and the kids have been succeeding. And every
government schools,
on an individual basis, they, you know, analyze it based on.
Right. In government schools, the teachers believe they deserve a raise because they're teachers.
Right. They have continued to draw breath and not get fired yet one more year.
In private school, you are getting raises based on your performance, and I think that's really excellent. That's fantastic.
Exactly.
Brandon, you've got time for maybe one more point.
You know, I wanted to pop in here real quick. Is I was thinking it was very telling that the public school teachers union had set up a retirement plan that favored the teachers that had been there for quite some time, and the ones that were new didn't get the benefits from the retirement plan. And that makes sense to me because it would be the union that would vote individually on it. So of course the majority would go after the minority, which is the new people, and they would take what they had.
Brandon, time for one quick point. Go.
Sure. The school pays for all professional development and things like that. All my professional organizations I belong to.
Wow, that's tremendous. Thank you, and continue on in your career, and keep sharing good stories with us. We appreciate it. Hour two is on the way.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.